Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Eon Lee, L-E-E, Ford, F-O-R-D. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Ford as described in my report of 12/31/22. But he's now a 40-year-old male who reports he was injured at work again on 10/15/22. Make that 10/14/22. Beard, his left hand was crushed by a machine. Brady went to the emergency room afterwards. Brady had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, he alleged a motor fell on his left hand on 10/14/02. Brady first report of injury indicates while moving a pump motor to a hydraulic cart, the pump motor slipped and his hand was caught between the edge of the hydraulic cart and the motor. Period. Medical records show he was seen at the emergency room on 10/14/22. Period. He stated an engine came off the dolly, landing on his first digit, injuring the fifth metacarpal and first digit. Pretty a swelling in those areas. Pretty there was no tingling or obvious deformity. Pretty had ecchymosis to the fifth metacarpal region and dorsum of the hand. Period. He underwent evaluation and x-rays of the left hand and wrist to be inserted. Pretty was then treated and released. Pretty paragraph, Mr. Ford then was seen orthopedically on 10/17/22 by Dr. Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T. Pretty he noted the petitioner had been placed in the splint at the emergency room. Pretty had pain along the ulnar border of the left hand, and he is left hand dominant. Pretty history is remarkable for sleep apnea, comma, blood clots, comma, high blood pressure, comma, reflux, comma, heartburn, comma, and insulin-dependent diabetes. Pretty also had undergone fracture surgery at some point. Period. Dr. Barrett. Reviewed the images from the emergency room. Paired x-ray showed a mid-shaft angulated fracture of the left fifth metacarpal shaft at the isthmus, I-S-T-H-M-U-S. Paired had repeat x-rays in the office showing the hand in anatomic position. Paired. After local anesthesia was applied, reduction was accomplished. Paired. He agreed to non-operative care. Period. He did return on 10/31/22, 2 weeks out from a closed reduction of the left fifth metacarpal shaft fracture. Period. He had been working with no use of the left upper extremity. Period. Repeat x-rays showed anatomic position of the fifth metacarpal shaft, status post-closed reduction. Period. He was seen regularly and on 11/14/22, they elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 3/20/23. The petitioner was seen by hand specialist Dr. Recant, R-E-K-A-N-T. Paired his diagnoses were left hand contusion and small metacarpal shaft fracture malunion. Period. They also discussed treatment options including surgical intervention. Period on 5/1/23. Dr. Recant learned He is also being treated for a foot problem, with surgical recommendation once his left hand is more fully recovered. Period. X-rays in the office showed a 30-degree small finger metacarpal midshaft fracture malunion. Period. Surgery was done on 5/12/23 to be inserted here. Pretty followed up on 5/22/23 with typical postoperative swelling, soreness, and stiffness. Pretty there were no signs of infections or drainage at his incisions. Pretty x-rays noted satisfactory position and alignment. Pretty he was going to continue with protective immobilization. Period. On 6/26/23, he could discontinue his splint. Period. On 7/24/23, x-ray showed further bony consolidation with satisfactory position and alignment. Period. Dr. Rekin's final diagnosis was left small metacarpal malunion repair. Period. He thought Mr. Ford had recovered sufficiently to allow him to return to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a short-healed open scar overlying the left fifth metacarpal, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Then normal through. There was mild tenderness to palpation by the left fifth metacarpal, but there was none on the right. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal cervical spine. Normal. He did perform well with hand dynamometry, symmetric to the right. Period. Impressions on 10/14/22. Lee Ford's left hand was crushed by a motor at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day where x-rays were performed. Period. He was found to have a fracture and was immobilized. Period. He quickly came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Barrett. Period. He performed serial x-rays that demonstrated a malunion. Period. He eventually came into the hand specialist care of Dr. Wiekant. Period. On 5/12/23, he performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Wiekant through 6/26/23 and was released to full duty. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the left hand. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. He had full range of motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers in all spheres with that crepitus tenderness triggering and locking. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Hand dynamometry was symmetric to the unaffected right side. Period. New paragraph there is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left hand. Period. And that is the end.